Hi guys, I'm getting a lot of messages about fear. Fear. Fear setting goals. Just fear. And I understand that too, because there could be a lot of reasons why you might feel fear. And the one common reason is the fear of failure. We worry they won't be able to meet our goals. And that could lead to disappointment, frustrations and self-doubt. I get it. And sometimes we get overwhelmed. I know I do. We get overwhelmed by the idea of setting goals because sometimes we don't know where to start. And that's the reason why I'm talking about goals all this month. You can look back. I have given some ideas where to start. And sometimes we're not so sure what we want to achieve. And I think that comes from there's so many things our minds are just racing. I think what we are doing is we're thinking about what other people want for us. And I think that's where it comes in when we become unsure what we want to achieve instead of looking at what nobody else, what you want to achieve, And I think that's where that comes in at. And I think the fear comes in that, like I said before, the number one reason is the fear of failure. And like I said before, which lead to a feeling of disappointment. But I'll be honest, setting goals require a degree of vulnerability. And if we're willing to do that, show up for ourselves, even when we're vulnerable, we can do it. We can do it. We must be willing to put our desires out there, our aspirations, and take risks to achieve them. What do we have now? Nothing. Nothing. Do you want to sit there and not have anything? Or do you want to go out there and try? And try. I'm going to read something to you. Donna Ashworth wrote at the end of this podcast. I'm gonna read something to you. But I want you to do it. I'm getting several emails, and I welcome them too. Feeling overwhelmed, the new year has started, unsure about your goals, but most of all, I'm getting emails about I feel fearful. I feel fearful. And some people say in the email, I'm feared to fail. And I say to myself, what do you have now? You already failing because you have fear. There's something out there that you want. So you're failing, you're miserable, and you don't know why. You're miserable because you're not going out getting what you want. And some of you say this too. Well, last year I tried and it did not happen. And I'm going to tell you why. It is because you stopped. You started off doing it. You got in your head, or you let someone else get in your head and you stopped. That's what happened there. That's what happened there. But that's what I want you to think about. I want you to visualize. If you keep going this year, please keep going to reach your goals. I want you to visualize your success. I want you to visualize the ending of reaching your goal. I want you to imagine that you're already there. Like, get up in the morning. Thank you. Say, thank you, God. Say that. Say thank you, whatever your goal is, already thank him for putting you there. Visualize it. I want you to get up in the morning and do positive affirmations that could build up your confidence about your goal. Talk like your goal, you've already reached it. Okay? I want you to celebrate the small victories. That can help to keep you striving toward that goal. But I also want you to focus on the moment, the present moment, what you're doing right now. I don't want to not talk about overwhelm. I don't want you to get so focused on your goal to the point it becomes stressful and you feel overwhelmed, because that leads to failure. That leads to failure. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to visualize that you're already there. I want you to celebrate the small victories. I want you to stay active. While doing this, I want you to stay active. And what I mean by that is this. Okay, you have a goal you want to reach, right? But I still want you to live in the present moment. I just don't want you to get tunnel vision and focus on that. I still want you to go out. I still want you to meet up with friends. Okay. Better yet, you have more than one goal. You have another goal. You can work on that too. But most of all, I want you to stay present in the moment. I don't want you to be scared. Because if you, and I think this is what's happening, and this is the reason why I'm getting these emails. I think you're focusing too hard. We're only right here on January the 9th. Relax a little bit. Relax a little bit. I have started mine too, but I have plans. I have been going places. I have been doing things. You know, I went to, I don't know if y'all on Yelp, but I love restaurants. I love checking them out and stuff. So if you ever on Yelp, I'm on Yelp too. Just look me up and you can see I've had a busy 9 days trying this place and that place. And if your goal is to lose weight, you can still go to those places. You can still go to those places. I'll be the first one to admit, last week I overate. I did. I was going everywhere. You know, I think I said it in the last podcast too. But also too, I know I can still go to places and get something. It don't have to be a salad. It could be grilled chicken or something like that. I love this place called PJ's. I love their coffee. But I always get the one with all the calories. But the last, and today too, I went to PJ's and I got the skinny vanilla latte. I think I said that in the last podcast. But I don't want you to give up on your goals. Fear would keep you in place. Fear would have you to the point where you're not living at all. You're not living your life at all. Fear can grip you so bad and the world is moving. And you're just sitting there watching it go by. And you're wondering, when will I get there? You would get there when you start and not stop. That's when you would get there. And you would get there quicker than you think. I really believe when we start to move, I really believe this. When we have a goal in mind, or we have something we want to do, let's say that. Let's take the goal word out, since it's causing us so much stress. Let's just say we have somewhere we want to go, and we start doing it to go there, right? Okay, I really believe God sees us. I say this first. Already, he has already done it for us. Let's say that. I know that. He has already done that for us. But let's just say this too. Okay? So we start working toward it. We have this thing that we want to get to, right? And I want us to be relaxed. We're trying to get there. I really believe God sees us working toward it. And he hops in and he makes it bigger and greater than we ever imagined. I really believe that. I've always believed that. Everything I have tried, everything I have worked toward, and I had it right here in my mind, visualized. And then when I get there or on my way there, it's bigger and better. And I know that's God. That's God. So get started. Sometimes, all the time actually, I get excited when I have something I'm reaching toward. Remember, we're taking the word goal out. I have something I'm trying to get to. I get excited. And what excites me the most is my journey on the way there, because I know God could have it bigger and better, and I want to know where is he going to take me. Like now, I have goals. I know I just said we're going to take the word gold out. I went right there and said it. Should I spank myself? Spank, spank. But not really seriously. I have things that I want to get to. And what excites me the most is where God is going to take me. What are the surprises I'm going to see along the way? I can't think like him. He thinks bigger and better than us. And sometimes we cheat ourselves, you know? We don't reach for the big thing. Oh, I'm just gonna go after this one. And then God said, I have more. So I want you all too to think more too. Believe in yourself. Don't settle for what you think you can reach. Reach for the impossible. Because God's going to give it and more. So understand your fear, but hand your fear over. Hand your fear over to God. Say to yourself, ah, oh, this is too much to carry. I give this to you, God. And he'll take it. He will take it. So please continue on. The only difference is last year you stopped. Somewhere along the way you stopped. You know how we get over into the year? It's like I saw this meme the first 2 weeks of January at the gym. This guy walks in and everybody's there and they're working out hard. And you know by that fourth week they're gonna fall off, right? Don't be the fall off person. Continue on. Just because I get along by April, look at it as it's still a new year. Let me continue on with my goal. And trust and believe between January and April, you can see some changes. Whatever you're trying to reach toward, you're going to see some changes. So I get it. You're scared. I could say scared too, but to be honest, y'all, I'm not. I'm not. I'm excited about my goals. I'm excited about things that I want. But like I said before, we're going to take goal out because that only in this podcast we're going to take goals out because it's scary. Well, you know what? Maybe I won't say goals at all the rest of this month. How about that? Because I don't want. Such a scary word. Like I said, the biggest thing we worried about failure because we don't believe in ourselves. And that's sad because we should believe in ourselves, you know. But it's okay if we don't right now. Maybe it's something we have to work toward, you know. If you're out there and you want the ones to send me the email, maybe it's not sad. Maybe it's something you have to work toward. And I can help you and the rest of us in our little community, we can help you. But stand in the mirror. And I said this before in another podcast. Every day you get up, stand in the mirror and say great things about yourself. Talk about your goal, like I just said, like it's already here. Talk about it. Don't get so overwhelmed with it. Do other things. Busy yourself. You know, I was sitting today and I was looking at the news, one of the entertainment shows here, and I saw the aquarium and I said, oh, I'm going to the aquarium this weekend. And then I saw this guy, his art is going to be on display. And I said, ooh, I'm gonna check that out too. I want to do that. And I've been eating, like I just said earlier, I've been eating way too much. And I said to myself, I want to try out this place. It's a Mediterranean place. Everybody talk about how healthy Mediterranean food is. So I'm like, I gotta check that out. You know, let me cut back on all my eating. I already cut back on my coffee. I'm doing the skinny vanilla. You know, Tina Turner's playing here, the Broadway show. I'm going to see that. Busy yourself. I'm busying myself while I work toward what I want. I'm busying myself. And I want you to do the same thing too. When you feel that fear and it's gripping you, you know, take a breather. Take a breather. Clear your thoughts. You know, I heard this girl, I think it was on Instagram. She said, if you wake up in the morning, I think she's a doctor. Yeah, I probably saw this too. She said, if you wake up in the morning and you feel foggy, like your thoughts, she said, drink a glass of water. So I'm thinking the water is going to help us, you know? Do that too. You know, stay busy. Stay busy. You know, go places, do things. So I'm going to read this to you. This is by Donna Ashworth. And it's right for this podcast. So it says, standing at the edge of a new chapter can be scary. The desire to run back into the pages you know so well is more than tempting. But you must keep moving. Chapters end, even the good ones. And if you linger in the past too long, your story cannot unfold the way it should. And you might just miss the most beautiful moments of your life while grieving the ones gone by. It's scary at the edge, my friend. I know, but just jump. You have so much ahead, and all the good stuff behind will always be there. Donna Ashworth. Read her stuff when you feel a little scared or frightened. Or I read her stuff all the time. She's on Facebook, too. I'm sure she's on Instagram, but I see it on Facebook. Sometimes when I feel like things are getting to be a little bit too much for me, I'll go and read her stuff. This last year, as you all know, I had a very scary 6 months with Lulu. And I felt myself drowning in a way, drowning in sorrow and sadness. I did not want to lose my dog. I did not want to lose Lulu. I always say, when her time come, I'll be able to do it. You know, I don't want her in pain, but that's not true. And I was so scared. So I often came to her page and I read her poetry. And it got me through. And as you all know too, Lulu had a very good doctor. So by the time I reached to the point when it was time for her to have major surgery, I was okay. I think I said in one of my podcasts, I did not go home. I dropped Lulu off and her surgery started right at 8:30. And it was the day before Thanksgiving when she had the surgery. Dr. Michael Rossi did it. And I trust him wholeheartedly. He's such a good doctor. And he did Lulu's surgery. And I felt so comfortable with him that when I came to the day of the surgery, I just drove around, went shopping, did all of that. I did all of that. I relaxed myself leading up to it. I got to know him. He was doing well with her. Lulu liked him. I prayed. I went to Donna Ashworth Facebook a lot. I read. I relaxed myself. My goal, and this was a goal, my goal was to, I started in August. Because when she got sick so terribly in July, I lost it. I cried. I lost it. I could not put it together. When August rolled around, I started meditating. I started praying. And I started relaxing because I knew her surgery date was coming. And I said to myself, on that day, I don't want to be a mess, a blubbering mess. So I started. My goal was to get comfortable. I got to know Dr. Macarazzi very well. I saw how he treated Lulu. Each visit, I started to feel more comfortable. And then bang, he came out with it. Because he had told me in the beginning, we were going to do surgery. More than likely, we were. And I knew we were. I think for the last 4 to 5 years, I have been turning it down because everybody, and I said this in another podcast, all the other vets, doctors want to do the whole, when they take the eardrum, but he did not. He said, I can do this. I could build her a new ear canal and we could go from there and she could keep her hearing. And I think I said this too in another podcast. I had no idea Lulu was not hearing the way I thought she was. I thought she was hearing a little bit. She was not. Now that she had the surgery, she's doing well. We're just going to go see Dr. Rossi the other day. She's hearing everything, you all. I'm like, oh my God, she's barking at everything. She almost got us put out of the mall. She's barking at everything. So that was a goal of mine leading up to the surgery. That was a goal of mine to get there on that day and to be relaxed. And I was. So it's the same thing with our goals here. I know we're not supposed to say goals. What our goals here going into the new year? What do we have to lose? Nothing. We don't have anything right now. We're sitting here, we're pining away after something that we want. And when you don't go get it, what do you have? You have nothing. But if you go and get it, you have a lot. You have a lot because you do not know what else gonna come with that goal. And trust me, a lot gonna come with that goal. Your world is gonna open. There's always something holding us back that we say we wish we can accomplish. Here is the time. Here is the time. This is the time to accomplish it. Just relax. Don't let fear take you. Go to Donna Ashworth's page if you need to. Go places and do things. Remember I said that? Go places and do things. Focus on the present right now. Do things. Stay active. Go places. Visualize you're already there. Celebrate the small victories, the small progress that you're making. Celebrate that. On the way to your goal, what you're doing, you're building confidence. That's what you're doing. You're getting confident about your goal, you know? That's what I want you to do. I'm doing it too. I'm doing it too. Along the way, like I said, last week was a busy week. I went here, I went there. I love restaurants. I went here, I ate here, I did that, I did this, da 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 da. I went a little overboard, like I told y'all. I ate a little bit too much. But I'm back on track this week with my eating. I'm back on track. Like I said, I want to cut back on the coffee. I drink that too much. That was a goal too. I guess you could say a smaller goal is to not drink coffee so much because y'all, I don't do the black coffee. I used to do the black coffee, but then I found a year ago peppermint mocha, and every time I go to Starbucks, mocha latte, y'all, that's milk. I could say oat milk all day long, but that's too much milk. So now I'm going to PJ's and I'm probably pulling up. Give me this skinny vanilla latte. But yesterday I was bad, y'all. I went to what is it? That coffee place? Black Ritual Coffee. Got a chocolate chip. I left from there, y'all. Went around to two guys and us in a barbecue stuff. Got a barbecue plate. But today I'm back on track. Now the goals I have set for myself for this year, like my main goals and bigger goals, I'm still on track. I'm still on track. Happy as ever. But I'm keeping myself busy too. What I did the last week overeating, that's something I wanted to do. I was just having fun. I was just having fun. I was out with my niece and I was having fun. But I'm back on track. And I want you to stay on track too. And don't let fear consume you. And do the things I listed when fear try to consume you. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all guys go. Let my friends go. And continue to write me And also, you are rate my podcast and follow too. I think I've only had two people rate my podcast, and I see you looking at my podcast. I'm like, okay, my number's going up. But most of all, what I like when you see me, see, if I had a choice between rating my podcast, follow, or you all continue on sending me messages, emails through my Instagram, send me messages. Send me messages, hands down. I love them. I'm gonna go ahead and let you all go. And thank you for listening. And I want to say again, Happy New Year. We're only 9 days in, so I can still say it too. Happy New Year, and talk to you guys later. Bye bye.